Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, March 12th, 2026. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Personal application begins by allowing Scripture to move from the page into the heart and then into daily life. Using the inductive Bible study method, we first observe what the verse says, then interpret what it means, and finally apply how it should shape our lives. When we observe Isaiah 53:5, we notice the personal language woven throughout the verse. The servant is wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. The result of his suffering is our peace and our healing. This verse doesn't speak in generalities. It doesn't describe an abstract group of people somewhere in history. It speaks directly to us. The repeated use of our demands a personal response. The verse also draws a clear connection between suffering and restoration. Wounds lead to healing. Chastisement leads to peace. Interpreting this verse helps us understand why this matters so deeply. Isaiah 53:5 teaches that healing begins with honesty. We must acknowledge both our outward sins and our inward brokenness. Peace with God does not come from denying sin or minimizing it. It comes from trusting that Christ has fully dealt with it. The verse also clarifies the cost of our forgiveness. Peace was not free. It was purchased. Healing was not automatic. It came through sacrifice. This truth guards us from shallow faith and invites us into grateful obedience. Application is where this verse presses on everyday life. Isaiah 53:5 calls us to stop carrying burdens Christ has already borne. Many believers intellectually affirm forgiveness, but emotionally continue to live under guilt, shame, or fear. This verse invites us to release those weights. If Christ was wounded for our transgressions, we no longer need to punish ourselves. If he was crushed for our iniquities, we no longer need to hide our brokenness. Healing begins when we trust his work more than our feelings. This verse also reshapes how we respond to suffering. While Isaiah 53:5 does not promise a pain-free life, it does promise a redeemed one. Suffering does not have the final word. God can use pain, loss, and hardship as places where his healing work becomes visible. Finally, Isaiah 53:5 challenges us to live as people of peace. If Christ absorbed judgment to give us peace, then we are called to reflect that peace in our relationships through forgiveness, humility, and grace toward others. Personal application means choosing daily to believe that Christ's wounds are enough for your past, your present struggles, and your future hope. Reflection questions. 1. What burdens of guilt, shame, or fear are you still carrying that Isaiah 53:5 invites you to release to Christ? 2. How does knowing that peace was purchased through Christ's suffering change the way you view forgiveness? 3. In what specific area of your life do you need to live more fully as someone who has been healed by Christ? Memorization reminder. Read Isaiah 53:5 slowly. Write it from memory, then check your accuracy. Pause and emphasize the word or as you recite it. Ask God to help this verse move from your mind into your heart, shaping how you think, pray, and live.